This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship, a station here in Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab the same way. And we're also on Parler at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us over there because we stream live 24/7. The latest show loops after the live show is done. You can hear us live over there, too. All right. We've got Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank was in the first 2 hours. We've got a real problem in Texas. I really feel for them. They are not set up for the horrible weather they've been having. Temperatures in the teens tonight as far south as San Antonio, Texas. Power and out in most places in that city. Hundreds of Texans have been suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning in efforts to stay warm, getting into their cars and either forgetting or neglecting to crack that window enough to where you don't suffer from the carbon monoxide. And oh, by the way, some people going into their garages starting a car with the garage door shut. You never do that under any circumstances.
Yeah, that's
never.
That's a real good way to commit suicide.
Yeah.
You just don't do that. I can't tell you. There's been a few bad calls where you come in with cherry red and it's not good.
Yeah. And then of course to our brothers of the badge, our firefighter brethren, I watched one of the huge apartment building fires they had to fight in San Antonio. However it started doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, the water froze up. They had to resort on tankers bringing them water and doing the portable ponds. That is never a good way to do things. And they ran out of water and basically the whole structure just was destroyed.
It was a water carnival at that point.
Big apartment building. Apartment building. Mm-hmm. So
it's not good. It's a bad situation, but people have to use their heads. You know, think things through. You're in new territory. You're facing something you're unfamiliar with and how to go about dealing with it. Think things through before you take an action. I know it can be uncomfortable to be cold. It can be life threatening to be cold like they are right now because they're not equipped for it. But please think your actions through. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying to keep warm in a car if you've got the gasoline to do it, but think it through.
Yeah, at least
if your car's not moving, you've got to get some ventilation.
At least pull it outside the garage, at least do that much and crack the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, obviously power is going to be restored. They still got roughly around 300,000 people without power. However, Joe Biden finally spoke up and said something as he declared Texas and some other areas a federal disaster area and said, oh, we can offer you 60 generators.
You know, I was thinking about this as people were raising their eyebrows because he hadn't contacted the governors in the affected states yet.
Yep.
Can you imagine what the left would have done to George Bush if he would have reacted in a similar way during Katrina?
Yeah, or Donald Trump right now if he were the president.
Yeah, I mean, they would have been ripping him to shreds, and yet the media is giving Biden a pass for reacting in such a delayed fashion.
Mm-hmm.
This duplicity has to stop. You know, the media is supposed to speak truth to power and then keep elected officials in check. The media is so sycophantic on this. It's ridiculous.
They've been saying very little about Governor Cuomo. We're going to get into that after the break. And, of course, they ripped Ted Cruz for taking off for Cancun with his family to get them settled away for a nice little warm vacation. He only stayed there one day and then came back because of the situation in Texas.
Well, and I asked this question on social media in a little bit of a tete-a-tete that we had about that. If you lived in Texas, you were going through the same thing, and let's remember, Ted Cruz is on the Congress is in session. So if you had the money and the wherewithal to leave freezing your butt off,
I'd be gone.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course you would. You know, last I checked, envy was one of the seven deadly sins. So, you know, let's not look at somebody who has the wherewithal to get out of Texas when it's worth getting out of Texas and start castigating people like that.
Yep, and we got a brand new hotel right next door to us, an 8-story hotel right beside us here. And I walked through the parking lot last night because I wanted to see some of the plates. I said, my God, this parking lot's full. It's been that way all week long. What the hell's going on? Well, plates from Michigan, New York, New Jersey. Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Wisconsin. No, it's no wonder they came down here to get warm.
No, you bet. I mean, even though we think we've got chilly temperatures down here, you know, it's nothing like up north. I mean, is this rough weather? Yeah, it is. Even from a boy from Chicago and a boy from New York.
Yeah.
It's rough weather that they're going through up there.
Yep, and you won't see me walking around in shorts when it gets to 40 degrees down here either. All right, hang on there, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the stimulus plan. We're going to talk about Governor Cuomo. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. And by the way, folks, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, on up into Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. I can go up further, Minnesota, Wisconsin, even Canada, that come down here for the winter, and they buy a vehicle down here because they get a tremendous deal. And I'll tell you what, Moss Nissan, they find out, just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with the Moss Care they offer you, which gives many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection they have right now at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. And by the way, clean trade-ins right now are welcome. They're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. Or you can get a tremendous deal on a certified pre-owned vehicle and get Moss Care along with it. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal, and they're taken very good care of. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. You are going to love it. Online, they're at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you more money. You walk in the door and say, hey, the captain sent me. Watch and see what happens. You won't believe it. Okay, Frank Silvato, Underground USA, is with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I got to take a quick caller here because I think this is a quick question. This is Mary. Okay, Mary, what is your question?
It's a question. That didn't look like on Ted Cruz's part. Don't you think that looked more like a calculated move to say, hey, rules for thee, but not for me, and really he should have taken that to the next level and pointed out all of the other people on the left that have done the same thing, and you have to point out things to people that they're not going to put it together or they're going to deny putting those kind of rules together with what he just did.
All right.
That's what I think. Thank you.
All right. Well, I don't disagree with her because Ted Cruz wasn't the only one that went south.
Well, I like her premise, but I don't think he did it to prove a point.
No.
He should have pointed. His defenders really should have proved that point. When you look at what Nancy Pelosi went to Israel.
Yeah.
You know, people, other people who were elected to office on their off time have done things that were far worse. You know, how many junkets have we heard about where Democrats have taken cash of people to places when they're not in session on fact-finding tours? It just happened to have palm trees, you know. So, I don't think he did it to prove a point, but I agree with Mary. We got to point out when there's hypocrisy, and the media jumping on Ted Cruz was just the media jumping on a conservative, and they saw an opportunity to do it. They're not going to point out that Pelosi and Schumer do the same thing.
No. Now, here's something. Speaking of Pelosi, she's taking the checkbook and the printing press, and she said that come no later than the end of next week, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief stimulus plan will be passed without any GOP support by using reconciliation. They can only do that one time, so that's the one time.
Yeah, and I don't know that the Republicans aren't making a mistake, because they're going to frame this as Republicans don't care about the people. As we're coming out of this ridiculous government mandated shutdown era that we're in, reconciliation is off the table. Now, that said, remember, we all thought we were in the clear when the Republicans had enough votes to shut down Obamacare, and they gutted a bill, sent it to the Senate. The Senate inserted it, and it came back under something that was completely different. Then they said it wasn't a tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't sell the dark side short on being able to move spending bills, because they gerrymander things just like they gerrymandered Obamacare. Remember, mm-hmm. an overwhelming majority of people didn't want Obamacare, and we had to eat it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is phase one, the $1.9 trillion. What we also found out is right behind it is phase two, $3 trillion worth of a new Green Deal energy bill coming. A lot of it's going to be for jobs. Well, this is for the people that lost their jobs in the Keystone Pipeline. This is for those that have lost in the shale oil fields. This is a job for you. Well, okay, you're going from a $100,000 plus a year job on down to $40,000 or $50,000, and you're going to get a whole bunch of people you're going to train to hang solar panels. Sure, right.
Yeah, if those numbers stand with the new jobs, and if there are enough of them to actually cover the people who lost their jobs, you know, and don't forget, inside a $3 trillion bill, and we've got one representative from Connecticut who's made it all but obvious, and as well as Leahy over in the Senate, that earmarks are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that means pet projects, and that means pork spending. So when you say $3 trillion bill, you got to look for money going to organizations and efforts and projects that have zero to do with stimulating anything or having anything to do with energy. It's just the way that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you get ready. And Janet Yellen's already said that they're going to start employing tax hikes incrementally so people don't have to really feel the pain. It's just another way of saying let the water boil around the frog.
Let me run a little story by you that you're already aware of about Joe Biden and something that he said this week, and see if you don't think that he was putting down a couple of different communities when he said it. President Joe Biden this week said one of the biggest challenges to distributing the COVID vaccine is that many people, you ready for this, in the Hispanic and Black communities just don't know how to use the internet to find out where they can get their doses. Isn't that a real big put down?
It's a huge, huge put down, and his handlers had to have done a head slap as soon as it left his mouth. But get ready for this. Get ready for 3 years plus counting on this, because that's what Joe does. He's been doing it on the campaign trail for, what, how many times did he run for president? Like 47?
Yeah.
You know? And on the campaign trail, he says all kinds of stupid stuff. So this is what we're going to be entertained with over the next 3 years, and it would be funny if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah, you're right. And continuing on the Democratic mold here, the New York State governor, Mr. Cuomo, is in big trouble over what's ever happened with him over the nursing home thing. But yesterday, a state representative by the name of Mr. Kim said that he was actually threatened in a phone call by Cuomo, who called him up and said he was going to destroy him and destroy his career. But as a result of that, and as a result of some bipartisanship that's starting to show up, the New York State Assembly is now exploring the move to impeach Governor Cuomo. And all of a sudden, over in right field, here comes Bill de Blasio kind of saying, like, hello, here I am, I'm ready, hello.
Well, let's also make sure everybody knows that there's been a federal investigation. That's what started it.
That's right.
Cuomo and everything. So this is getting serious for Cuomo. But if de Blasio thinks that he's got a shot at the governor's mansion after the incredibly miserable job that he's done as mayor in New York City, then he lives in a delusional bubble that only he can, that, you know, the rose-colored glasses are blood red. If he thinks he's got a shot at being the governor of New York, I mean, even the people of New York City don't like the guy.
Yeah, he's not just smoking something. He's taking a bottle of something.
Yeah, you know, he could be mixing and matching, but it's something that's elevated, because that's grand delusion right there.
Yeah. Now, did you hear about the Oakley, California school board where they thought that they were no longer live on Zoom? And those school board members got on there and started trash-talking each other and whatnot, and somebody actually stayed there and recorded it and then put it out, sent it to a television station. Boy, you talk about sticking your foot in it.
Well, and this is the arrogance of people who get elected who shouldn't be elected.
Yeah, school
board. The people in that jurisdiction should now get rid of all of them.
Yep. Okay, we will talk to you on Monday. Stay warm up there. Stay dry, too.
I'll do my best. Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go up there. Check his podcast out, too. UndergroundUSA.com. He also has some great articles out there. He also puts out a great daily news sheet, too. UndergroundUSA.com. Sign up for all the things that Frank can offer. I'll be right back with Amanda McAtee.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law on Thursday banning most abortions in the state. The South Carolina House passed the bill by a 79-35 vote on Wednesday and gave final approval in a second vote on Thursday. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit in response, effectively delaying the measure from going into effect immediately. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC Thursday that President Biden will probably phase in his proposed tax increases slowly over time. Yellen said that the tax hikes would likely come as part of a larger package of legislation sometime in 2021.
That sounds confirmed.
Yes. President, safely on the surface of Mars.
NASA's science rover Perseverance, the most advanced astrobiology laboratory ever sent to another world, streaked through the Martian atmosphere on Thursday and landed safely on the floor of a vast crater. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. Catch him on many of these same stations, too, a little bit later this morning. Now, this part of my program, this portion, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and bigger and better than ever. They'll have the Mid-Reg Hall this Saturday and Sunday. They'll be there from 9 to 5 on Saturday. They'll be there from 9 to 3 on Sunday. They have the concealed carry class going on there both days. It's at 2 p.m. on Saturday, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, to sign up and make sure you get a space in the gun concealed carry class, you need to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for that. And then while you're there, print up one of the tickets. It'll save you some money right there. You print up a ticket, it'll save you money on admission to get in. And the other thing is I'll be there Saturday myself from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by, say howdy, howdy to Mid-Reg Hall over west of U.S. 19 on 126. And that is Two Guys Gun Shows. And remember, it's not just about guns. They got all kinds of stuff there. There'll be something there for any member of your family. I'll go on to you that one. All righty, joining us on the telephone, we have got Amanda Mackey, who happens to be an attorney. She also was a GOP representative up in, where were you at, Wisconsin?
Yes, I was in Wisconsin.
Yep, you were one of the attorneys up there taking a look at the voting up there and what was going on. And you also ran for Congress here in Florida 13. Now, I want to start out talking about this terrible situation in Texas. Now, I know a little bit of something about emergency response and hurricanes and snowstorms and ice storms and FEMA and CERT and all that, because I've been a part of all that and still am to a certain degree. Now, the thing of it is Florida has got a whole bunch of generators, stockpiles in different places around the state. They're here. FEMA's got them here for obvious reasons. We could have if Joe Biden had done anything, we could have had those on the road and gone and delivered to Texas within 24 hours, anywhere they wanted them. And for Joe Biden to come up and make a statement finally yesterday, well, I'm going to declare a state of emergency, and I'm going to send 60 large generators for the hospitals and the schools there in Texas. Is anybody other than me not aware of the fact that the majority of the hospitals in Texas all have generators? Hello? The majority of the schools, especially the larger schools in Texas, all have generators? Hello? What the hell? Does he think we're stupid?
I know. He has been radio silent on this, and it is such a crisis. It is such an emergency situation in the state of Texas. And, the worst yet may be the fact that you have Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman from Texas, Congresswoman from Harris County in the Houston area, one of the hardest hit areas. And, you know, she's focused on a hearing in the House on Wednesday dealing with reparations.
Yeah.
It's like if I were her constituent, I'd be like, look, I don't know whatever issue is on top of your mind, but right now people are dying in Texas.
They are.
We clearly have a crisis. Why don't you use your abilities here to help the people here instead of focusing on, something that for the moment, that's not what you should be focused on. Yeah. For the moment, we're in an emergency situation. You know, Rome is burning. In this case, Rome is freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you don't have your eye on the prize. So I don't know why Sheila Jackson Lee, for example, President Biden, why hasn't he gone down there? Typically that's what presidents do, right?
That's right.
They visit the location of the emergency. They fly over it if they can't be there in it. Maybe planes are grounded fine, but you can still fly over it. So anyway, I agree with your point. ERCOT really here, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, has just, they've just failed. I mean, they haven't been transparent. They knew the storm was coming. They knew the temperatures were going to dip, and they did nothing to prepare.
Nope.
Over and over they have made fatal mistakes that have cost lives. People have been, the least of which people have been throwing their furniture into their fireplaces just to stay warm. I mean, literally throwing all their possessions.
And starting their cars inside their garage to get in the car and get warm, forgetting about the fact you die of carbon monoxide.
Yes, but there have been a lot of deaths from carbon monoxide.
That's correct.
Not only that,
and a lot of people haven't died.
But also people have been taken off of their oxygen machines because they don't have power.
Right.
This has been a complete failure of leadership. And then the folks, it's come to light that the folks on the board of directors, for example, the chairman isn't even a Texas resident. I believe that person lives in Michigan.
Yeah.
There's some that live in Canada.
Yeah.
So, you're going to see major, I think, the legislature, Governor Abbott of Texas has said these people should resign.
Yeah.
And they should. People died.
Now, let's talk about the stimulus real quick before we move on to something different here. Nancy Pelosi has guaranteed the fact that by the end of next week, under reconciliation, that the $1.9 trillion COVID relief stimulus bill with the $1,400 checks in it will be passed and sent to Joe Biden, because it's already come through the Senate, without any support at all from the GOP. But right behind it is a $3 trillion new green stimulus bill.
Yeah, well, there's no end in sight. And look, you have 2 years. Every 2 years, you have an election. I think the Democrats know they're going to lose in 2022. I can predict that if the Republicans can, be allied here, not have any kind of, division within the party, I predict 28 years after 1994, where we had record wins, we took back the House and the Senate after 40 years, nearly 40 years, I believe we're going to have the same thing 28 years later, a repeat performance in 2022.
Well, I don't doubt that. I agree with you.
But that's my point, is that this is why you see people in Democratic leadership saying, we got to ram everything through in the next 2 years because we ain't going to probably have control after 2022.
Well, let me just run this by you because you wrote something about this. I remember back in 1994, a little something called the Contract with America.
That's right.
About time we do that again.
That's right. Yes. And I'm working on a op-ed piece on that, but I would just say the Contract with America is a perfect shining example of Republicans being able to, you know, get their core values put together, you know. And if we can do that, then we would have the opportunity to be able to, I believe, take back that. Look, conservatives, people who identify as conservative, are double the number of people in America who identify as liberal, okay?
Yep.
We're right on policies, and we can get independents, and we can even get conservative Democrats to see that we're right on the issues. We can win in 2022.
Yep.
But, you know, when you talk about the Contract with America, you're talking about these issues that we know we can win on. Strengthening the defense of our homeland, securing our southern border, getting us out of a COVID-suppressed economy by highlighting what the Democrat governors and mayors have failed in crushing jobs, crushing schools, crushing industries that have failed COVID with their COVID-restrictive policies. Discussing socialism and why people like me who risked oppressive regimes to come to the U.S. legally and work hard to achieve the American dream.
Sure.
Why we want to be a part of the Republican Party. We want to keep the U.S. energy independent. We don't want to be reliant on the mullahs in Iran.
No.
To take action in the Strait of Hormuz just to hurt us. But also, one other thing that we haven't really talked about, the drug and health care costs for Americans who are consuming more health care due to COVID while being saddled with these out-of-pocket costs under the crushing weight of Obamacare.
Right.
We've got to be talking about those things. I guarantee you, you talk about these things, Republicans gather around these issues, we'll win. Mm-hmm. There won't be any stopping us.
Now,
the Democrats' ideas, to your point.
Now before we have to run.
$2 billion stimulus they want to do alone, Trump did a stimulus bill twice, not once but twice. Bipartisan.
Before we have to run, I want to ask you, are the U.S. and Israeli relations headed back to the Obama era?
Yes.
They're already there, aren't they?
Last night, what did they say? The Biden administration, I mean, we knew this. I predicted this, but it was predictable. Look, you have Antony Blinken, you have John Kerry, you have Joe Biden, you have Wendy Sherman. All the chief architects of the JCPOA, they're on nuclear deal. They're all back. The band's back again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really think we weren't going to be headed back into this Iran nuclear deal? And what does that mean for our relations with Israel? It's going to destroy it.
All right.
Look,
well, you
Israel,
are.
Israel has an election. They have their elections coming up in March.
You are Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I. The website is AmandaMackey.com. Go there. Check her out. Find out some great
Twitter,
stuff.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Amanda Mackey.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Amanda Mackey. And tell you what, she is one sharp cookie when it comes to the stuff we were just talking about. All right. Get ready. Coming up, the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get over to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they'll do business anywhere in the country. You've got a website you can go check out, and you can save some money by going through them. I'll tell you right now, that is a fact. Now, also, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. They're located, again, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop on by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you a bunch of money. And as I said, if you want to check them out, give them a call. They'll even send stuff to people out of state. They've done that before. Okie dokie. Let me drift on down here and drift on over to Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I want to start the show with some really good news about a couple of three quarterbacks. I'm going to start with the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
Okay.
There's been very little said about what he's done during this horrible weather situation in Texas. He and his foundation delivered 1,000 hot meals to the people that needed them the most. And I'm not talking about a sandwich and a, you know, a cup of soup or something like that. I'm talking about 1,000 family meals, which means it fed families. So 1,000 families got fed by Dak Prescott with him going out of his way to do something really nice for the people in his area around Dallas.
He's always been a class act, Captain. He went to Mississippi State for the Bulldogs, so all the people in Mississippi know about the young man. And then Dallas took a shot up with him in the third round, and obviously he's turned out to be something special following in the footsteps of Tony Romo.
And then the
broken ankle, Captain, during the season. So you know, he's rehabbing and getting well.
The second quarterback I want to talk about is, according to LeSean McCoy, he's saying that Tom Brady might be able to play for another 5 years. Well, I'll go with two, but not five.
Yeah, I think he'll go maybe two and call it a career. I don't know. A lot of people say he should go out with a championship this year and go right off into the sunset, because it's tough to go back-to-back, as Kansas City proved to you this year.
I know.
But
now,
he loves to play, so he's going to continue to play.
Number three, before we get to a caller that's on the line that's got a question, the sports world is reacting differently to the trade to the Indianapolis Colts of Mr. Carson Wentz.
Correct. Philip Rivers retired from the Indianapolis Colts, so now you have a void there, and they think Carson Wentz can fill it. Philadelphia isn't, enamored with him anymore. The quarterback that took him to the Super Bowl after Carson Wentz got hurt was Nick Foles. And now, Nick Foles is in Chicago, and we're going to see what he does there. We'll see what Carson does in Indianapolis. And Philadelphia played Jalen Hurts a little bit last year. He did okay. We'll see if he turns into the next Lamar Jackson. What happened for them big time, though, Captain, was Philadelphia got two excellent draft picks.
Let's take the caller here, because I want to get the caller in. Okay, back in. And Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wanted to say that I thought the Bucs did a hell of a job on defense and their defensive scheme, along with the quality of their defensive players, and that was really great. And the other thing I want to know is, in the NBA, who does he think the top leaders are for the MVP, top two or three players are for the MVP trophy? And anyway, that's it, Captain.
Okay, I'll answer that partially. Anybody but LeBron.
Not a big fan, huh, Captain?
Anybody but LeBron. Get rid of, forget him.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are going to. It's still a little too early to tell who's going to get that. You have a lot of teams now getting guys all together to see, if they can win a championship together. That's what's occurred now. Kevin Durant is an interesting story. There's a couple centers that are coming out this year that are looking real good if they can continue. They've been getting a lot of points and a lot of rebounds and a lot of steals. So that's a little premature, but the gentleman did make a good point. The Bucs defense, it's one heck of a defensive scheme from the Super Bowl.
I'll make another prediction. I'll bet you the TV ratings for the NBA are down just as low as they were last year.
They're still
monkeying around with that crap.
Yeah, they're trying to get better. The Commissioner Silver said everybody will stand for the national anthem, and that's been, a big thing. Speaking of that, the Dallas Mavericks and Houston game was canceled yesterday because of the weather. So it's crazy there in Texas, Captain, to say the least.
Well, baseball, they're all over down here.
Mm-hmm. All the pitchers and catchers did report to camp. Matter of fact, Wednesday, and the rest of the players will be strolling in this weekend. We'll be seeing some spring training baseball games here at the end of February, beginning of March. I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious if the Dodgers can repeat. The odds makers in Vegas, Captain, have them winning over, or they have the over-under at 104 games. It's a lot of games to win after a shortened season like that. They're a little down on the Rays. They think the Rays are only going to win 88 games. So we're going to have to find some pitching. They have expanded the rosters to 26 people now, Captain. They did make it to where you will start extra innings with a gentleman at second base. and doubleheaders will go to 7 innings each doubleheader now. So they're trying to make some tweaks to make it better for the fans and speed up the game. I like those. The NL does not want to go to the DH. I don't understand that, Captain. I wish they would all go to the DH.
The Blue Jays, again, the Canadian team, they're going to be playing in Florida, Buffalo, and maybe later in Toronto, but not right away.
Yeah, exactly. Good old Dunedin, Florida has been hosting them for a lot of years.
Yeah, and then they'll be playing in Buffalo again at the AAA Park there.
And that was a nice, that's a nice ball field up there, Captain, as you're well aware.
I know it is. I'm well aware of that field. Yep. Yeah.
And if people watch the games on TV, it's really a sharp stadium, so to say the least.
It's also where they filmed The Natural.
That's right. Very good, Captain. Very good, sir.
Okay. Well, we got to
thank you so much. God bless everybody.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. We will see you on Sunday and say howdy to you and harass you some more.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback when he's not the Sports Zone quarterback. And here is what he does when he's doing what he's doing.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Now, the other thing is Patrick Hyland can also help you with your life insurance, and he can help you if you're a veteran trying to get your benefits. He's done that on behalf of some folks that have had some trouble and saved the money. As most of you know, TRICARE has changed some things, and they've added to the cost of some things and other things. There's donut holes that weren't in there before. It is what it is, and he can definitely help you out with that, with the program that he has. But he's always out there trying to help people, so I like that about him, and you will too, as far as that goes. Okay, now, today, Friday, end of the week, who knows what's going to happen next in the battle against COVID and the New York State thing with Cuomo and all that stuff. Here's what we got to do. You got to understand, folks, that we have an election this year, too, 2021. Local elections are out there, and there's a couple of special elections for Congress that are coming along, too, here. There'll be two in Louisiana next month. March. So you got to think nationally, but act locally. And we can do this. We can take our country back from those that have stolen it by whatever means they used to steal it by, because I think there's not a person out there that won't tell you that something screwy happened during this last election. I sat here and watched the numbers at night. I sat here and watched the numbers go up for Joe Biden while the numbers never moved for Donald Trump. Tell me that's normal under any circumstances. So, think nationally, act locally, get involved somewhere, somehow, and stop being the problem that America has. Become part of the solution. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We the people. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.